Welcome back to Your Zest Life. This is your host, Genevieve. I'm so glad that you're back today. And this is going to be, we're really pushing this conversation to the edge on this one. Ladies, we are talking about your menstrual cycle today. So any gentlemen who are listening to this, you know what? I'm actually going to challenge you to maybe stick around, sit it out, see what you learn, because I think that it's so important that we learn and we understand more about our sexual health. So today, I'm not going to talk about this on my own because, to be honest, I feel like this would be a very interesting one-sided conversation. And I'm really grateful that I get to have a good friend here. She's a certified personal trainer, meditation guide, and yoga instructor with 20 years in the health and fitness industry. Her future goals, which is why this is so relevant, include wanting to be a sex therapist, which I keep telling you, I think that this is right up your alley. You'd be perfect for it. And also do some doula work.
Yes.
I love that. Welcome, Anjali.
Thank you, Genevieve.
How are you?
I am so excited to be here. Thank you for that great introduction.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was interesting when I was writing down those goals and I felt this little fire spark up inside of me. And I was like, be careful what you tell Genevieve you want to do, because I shit you not, every single goal that I've ever let you know was going to happen has happened. And so it makes me
fantastic,
you know, and excited, nervous, excited to actually voice that. I think that's the first time. I don't even know if my husband knows that's what I want to do.
Well, Dave, I hope you're still listening because your wife would like to be a sex therapist. And honestly, do you think that would surprise him?
Probably not.
You are so, and this is where I'm really excited we're having this conversation. And I hope that it opens up the door for more conversations like this. I think the more that we know, especially in this, you know, even talking to you about it, I'm like, what's interesting is that everything we're going to talk about today is going on within my body. I think I'm actually in my lunar phase right
Luteal.
Now. Luteal.
Yes.
See, I'm like talking about the moons.
It's connected.
It is. Okay. Luke knew that a woman's cycle is connected to the phases of the moon before I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go Luke.
I know. I'm like, points there. So. Yeah. So tell me more about this, like wanting to be a sex therapist. Where did this come from?
Oh, that's such a great question. I've always loved sex.
Yes.
But I think that the bigger picture is I love the way that knowing ourselves and our sexual sides connects to making us the person that we are meant to be. Yeah. I think that's a really closed off section for many women for so many different reasons, whether it's taboo in our society or just because of that. I don't think even moms have taught their daughters
totally
right, how to be comfortable sexually or how to really know our bodies literally inside out.
Totally. Was your mom comfortable having these conversations with you?
No.
Really? That surprises me.
Well, and maybe when I was younger, we had the basic conversations, but just maybe the same type of conversation you would learn in sex ed. I would say my mom and I are more comfortable now talking about these things. I maybe have brought that out of her where she's like, wow, my daughter wants to talk about these things.
Is it interesting? Because I mean, my mom's a pretty open book, but there were also topics. And I think that it has to do with that generation as well, that there are topics that you do not discuss. Right. But then I think that like the relevancy, the more that you talk, I feel like we're like going down the road of talking about sex therapy instead. But the more that you're talking about this, right, I think that it has become taboo in the past, which makes people feel like they're alone in this. And therefore, like when we're alone in our menstrual cycle, like why, when you look up things online too, the questions that come up, I think that young women are almost fearful to ask those questions in school, right? You're learning it like what, fourth or fifth grade?
Yes.
I remember getting like the Dove deodorant and like the silky bag with the.
Yes. My stepdaughter just went through sex ed training and it's labeled the new you.
Oh.
And she came in and we've been talking about her period and she just said very softly, I don't want to be the new me.
Oh.
And that's Taylor. Where it starts, right? We're always from a young age, like a little bit nervous about becoming that new us, but it starts at a very young age and we should celebrate it.
How do you think that we direct towards that celebration so that a young woman is, I can't remember if I was excited to get my period. I think I was just excited to get the silky bag because I knew that was like part of getting older. I don't know if I was excited about the period itself.
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I think knowing what that period symbolizes and what it means for us as a woman, would be a place to start. I don't think that's something I thought about when I was little. I just was excited to get the silky bag and be a little bit older. And my friend had her period, so I'm excited to have my period too. Yeah. But to really educate little girls on like the importance of that and what that means for their body and what they're able to do. I mean, not only create more life and another one of them, but also their body is beginning to be ready to connect to others on a much deeper level.
How old were you when you got your period?
6th grade, 7th grade, somewhere around that.
Yeah. I think I was around that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just remember I'm like hopeful. I'm like, please don't let my dad be home when this happens.
Was he?
I think he was actually at work and my mom was home. And it happened. I was like, Mom, you're like hesitant too. She's like, is this actually it? Because when you first start, right, it's like very light. And you're like, or is something medically wrong with me?
Yeah. You know?
Like, do I call 911 or do I call my mom?
Oh, my gosh. I think the same thing happens when you have a baby, too.
Oh, shit. Like,
was that supposed to come out?
Is this how it's supposed to be happening?
Oh, my gosh. You go, oh, shit.
Oh, my gosh. Literally. And because you poop, too, right? When you have a baby?
That can definitely happen. Usually the nurse is really awesome at like wiping it away don't even know it happened. But, you know, if someone's filming it.
Yeah, especially nowadays.
Right.
Everyone's in on it.
Oh, my gosh. Instagram Live.
Yeah. So let me ask you, what do you think? So with this symbolism behind a period, like what do you think that stands for in this world?
Oh, that's a great question.
I know we go from talking about pooping while you're in labor to the deep stuff.
Symbolism behind your period. Well, like we chatted about before, Luke so intelligently knew to tell you. We are very connected with the moon cycle. And so even when we get off or imbalanced, sometimes we'll stray away from the moon cycle, but I think it's very connected to what's happening with the earth and with the moon. Is every time we have a full moon or a new moon, there's really a new birth, a new cycle, new energy starting within, you know, when you look at the earth and the moon, it's happening outside of us, but really that's why our bodies want to connect. Let me explain what I'm trying to say. So when you have a full moon, a lot of times you'll be also ovulating and or having your period. Well, you'll be doing one or the other.
Yeah.
You won't be ovulating and having your period. But say I might be ovulating, you might be having your period, but we're connected to the moon in some way, whether it's the full
moon. So it's one or the other.
Usually.
Likely.
Mm-hmm. And if you're not connected, what I've noticed, and again, I'm not a professional in this area. But
you're
this is
very
just
knowledgeable.
My studies.
Yeah.
When you're off balance, you tend to not be connected to those dates of the full moon. But when you start to really balance out, you'll notice, oh my gosh, I'm about to have my period. And then someone's like, also, it's a full moon. And you're like, double crazy.
Yes.
This is why.
Do you start your period on the full moon?
I can't remember what I'm connected with right now. I think I just had my cycle.
Okay.
And it
so
was
you'll be
connected with
next week.
It was connected with the new moon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I'll be ovulating next week.
That's wild. So I did just look up really quick when the next full moon is. And I'm supposed to start my I start my cycle on that or my month. Yeah.
While I'm ovulating.
Yeah. While you're ovulating.
Yeah.
And it's so, and that's how Luke found out because there's one time. Now I actually have a calendar invite that I sent to him that's leading up to when I start my period that says winter is coming.
Oh. So it's this is when your wife goes dormant. You leave her alone.
Don't touch me.
Unless she needs to be cuddled because there's a needy day in there.
To, It's usually pretty needy or don't touch me.
Yeah, it's one or the other, and they never know. It's like between. A surprise.
It is. It's like a what's in the box. No one. You remember those little, or they're like Nestle candy things, and they were surprises, and you'd be like, oh, what's in the box? It's a Wonder Box.
Yeah, but I don't think he's excited about opening that box.
No. No.
My kids love those things.
They're so good.
Now they're little baggies. They're not boxes because, you know.
Everything's gotten bigger.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Well, okay, so I feel like we're diving in, and I want to go back to what the phases actually are. Because again, as women, I think we understand enough about our cycle, but really, even when I was looking up on this, and I didn't want to look up too much into it because I wanted to ask you these questions, there's so much that we don't know. So let's go through the phase of the cycle.
Perfect.
So what would be the first phase?
Okay, so the first phase of the 28 days is your actual menstrual cycle. Mm-hmm. Your body is shedding the lining. You didn't fertilize the egg, so you're not having the baby, so your body's getting rid of it. Doesn't need it. This life isn't coming into the world right now. And so that's your menstrual cycle, usually, you know, 3 to 5 days for females. And this is a great stage to, I wouldn't say be dormant, but, you know, maybe your husband can give you some space during this time. I always joke that we females should get 2 to 3 days off during our menstrual cycle each month to just, we should have like bathing houses for women to go to. I think they used to
Didn't they used to?
We got to bring them back. New business idea.
I used to get the most severe. So like I was dying and Luke came home one time. He's like, is this how it is all the time? I'm like, well, for the first day or two.
Yes.
Some women get really severe, which I want to ask you more about that later. But yeah, I agree. They should be able to take a couple days off.
Totally. Yeah. We'll talk to our bosses about that.
Shelby's on board.
Yeah. Perfect. I'm like, you're my boss. What do you think?
Yeah.
Actually, cycling always helps.
It does.
Cycling always helps. And so that's the first stage. The second phase as the period ends is the follicular cycle. And this is where the body's just revamping and kind of regenerating after that shedding phase. Third cycle is ovulation. And this is where there's a spike in estrogen, lots of energy, lots of creative energy. This is when maybe you're glowing and a great time to have important conversations or I guess we'll get into everything.
No, I love this. Okay. So like, what kind of conversations?
Oh, important ones. This is where you're going to be most even keeled or most excited, I guess. Yeah. Say you want to go ask your boss for a new raise or you want to tell your boyfriend like, or, you know, I'm ready to go steady with you.
Yeah.
Also, you're producing really good pheromones at this time. So he's like, yeah, I want to stay steady with you too. This is the point where you can conceive too, right? So produce a baby, and that's why a woman was made to just really glow and be vibrant at this time. So
because her mates knew,
yes,
you're ovulating.
That's
right.
I'm so attracted to you. Great time. Or if you need a new job, you know, you have this job you really wanted, you can schedule the interview yourself. If you could schedule it right around that ovulation phase, that would be like just money. You know, you're just kind of putting a little cherry on top of everything else you've prepared if you can.
That's such a cool way. I wish that in like high school and junior high, they taught it this way. Can you imagine how much easier life would have been?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh.
I'm rethinking all my life decisions based around my cycle now.
You are. I can see your eyes kind of turning like you're thinking about your schedule right now.
Yeah, like, what should I be doing right now?
Oh, you're about to start your cycle.
Yeah. So what cycle would this be then?
So you are in the luteal phase.
Yes.
Yes. And this is the longest phase. And my husband is very disappointed about that just because of what we just talked about. So in the middle of your luteal phase, which is can be 7 to 10 days, depending on how long your period is, the menstrual phase. But during this phase, right in the middle, there's another huge spike in estrogen, drop in progesterone, and your body is just not in complete balance within this week and a half phase. And this is the week where you might see a movie or have a conversation with somebody and just break into tears for what you feel like is no reason, or feel really needy, like your husband got home from work and you're like, hey, I just want some macaroni and will you lay down and cuddle me?
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Or you're a little more needy with your dogs and they're like, gosh, get off of me, mom.
Or Simba's like, you want me to lie on you even more? Can we become one person all of a sudden?
And I swear animals know. So my cat always knows, and she'll come and lay right on my belly like the day or two before. And I know,
is that not so interesting?
They're so intuitive.
They're very intuitive.
Yes.
Like I believe they're smarter than we are in very many aspects.
Oh, 100% agree. Because they live off of following their intuition.
Yes.
And we try to use our brains. We just mess everything up with our brains.
Overthink everything. Totally. That's so interesting to me because I'm trying to think of like where I'm at, and I'm a week out, and like Simba and I snuggle. I've been really sick this week too. So that like adds into where I'm like, I am very needy right now, but also I'm very much like, I need you to make my soup. I need you to just let me be in the bath then by myself.
Yes.
Yeah. And so is that like the when we refer to PMS, is PMS in the luteal?
Totally.
Phase?
Yes. So ovulation phase transfers into luteal, and right in the middle of that luteal is where your quote unquote PMS starts, premenstrual syndrome. Mm-hmm. And we can feel extra hungry, extra tired, like, oh my gosh, I wish I didn't make those plans with you know, somebody this evening. I really feel like I need to be at home resting. Mm-hmm. And so that's just a great time to know this about yourself. And then we can make decisions, right? You can either look ahead in the calendar or say you notice what you're feeling, you can just let your friend know, hey, I think that we're going to call it an early night, but
AKA, I'm in my luteal up phase. I think I called it something different every time.
Luteal.
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 Yes.
L-U-T-E-A-L.
L-U-T-E. Yeah, you got
luteal.
It. You got luteal.
I use it in a sentence.
Like gluteal.
Oh, like luteal.
Think of your glutes.
Luteal. But I'm going to call it luteus.
Your luteus maximus.
Sort of a little looty. Oh my gosh.
Little loony. Oh. Just a great time to give yourself grace.
Okay.
And show compassion and allow yourself that time. Great time to journal.
Okay.
Especially when you get into the menstrual phase. So luteal, your period starts. This is where your intuition is really high and you don't necessarily have the ability to have the greatest conversations with other people. Mm. Not that you can't, but this is a great time.
Why would that be?
Good question.
Is it because we're like, so, you know, I would think that this is a very like reflective phase then, if you're saying a journal, and is that because we're so in our head, or like maybe like we think we know better than?
Yeah, it's a great time to, like you said, reflect. Mm. So start to dig down internally. Ooh. And this is where I think we're going to come up with the greatest information about ourselves or what's going on. Conversations are awesome, but like you said, that reflection and inward work during this time is just so important and so productive.
Yeah. It almost gives you a completely different way of thinking how you're going to schedule things. And I'm curious if you know of, like, I have an app that I use to track my cycle. How would you recommend people, if they want to track their cycle and they want to be more aware of what phase they're in?
Yeah, totally. I'm not sure if you use the MyFlow app.
Is it pink?
Yeah.
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 I love it because they give you all these like resources and articles and
yes,
it's cool. So what are some of your favorite features on that app?
Ooh. Well, since I've studied the book Woman Code, which the same maker of Woman Code created this app.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm blanking on her name right now. It's Alyssa something. Look up Woman Code. Oh, you've got the computer right there. Perfect. So
Alyssa
I use
Alyssa Vitti.
Say it again.
Vitti.
Vitti. Alyssa.
V-I-T-T-I.
Yeah.
And I'll put that resource up when this goes live.
Perfect. So and she's also on Instagram, and she does lives and education on her page. Super awesome resource. The app itself, when you click on the different days throughout your cycle, so first of all, it's color coded.
Yes.
So it's really easy to see, I'm about 2 days from the luteal, meaning I'm still ovulating, meaning I'm just going to really use this extra special vibrant energy for awesome things right now.
Yeah.
Or you see, oh my gosh, or you notice that you're acting a little crazy or fighting with your husband, and you just pull up that app, and I have it right next to the Moon app. So I'll usually pull up the Flow app and then the Moon app,
cool.
And I'll just compare the two. And
which Moon app is this?
I'll get that out and find it for you.
I think it's so interesting on that app too, because it's not even like you can track what your exercise was that day. You can track how heavy your flow was. You can track like if you were sexual. It's like, I love it for that feature, because then you can also see, okay, on this day, which I know we're going to get into this, I chose to drink and my cramps were more severe. Or this day I chose to not drink and instead I went for a hike and my cramps were not as severe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I geek out with it.
Oh, me too. It's
so cool.
It's like a fun game, right? Because we can't control everything in our lives. But when we see those days approaching, we can just implant little things that we know are going to help us or help the world. You're like, oh, that's my great day to be
creative and giving. And such a unique way to use that app.
And so, the Moon Phase app is called Moon Plus.
Moon Plus.
And so I'm looking at it right now, and it says upcoming full moon is in 6 days. It gives it to the hour in 10 hours.
Ooh, cool.
So it tells you when the last quarter was, when the full moon is, and when the new moon is going to be. And then I'll literally go over to the Flow app and see, oh my gosh, okay, you know, see how close I am with the two.
So I'm curious then, because for the longest time, I either didn't have a period or I had the most severe period. And so I was very much, and you and I were talking a little bit, actually, when I started my period again, I like had met you and you could tell what phase I was in, which always blew my mind. I was like, she has a secret magic trick.
Oh my God.
Like
gosh.
She has a sixth sense. She can just tell these things. But what I loved is that you could tell me like what foods I should be eating. And if this was a time, sometimes you'd be like, this is actually a great time for you to have a glass of wine tonight. Or like, this is a time where maybe you should stay away from the wine. So tell me more about that during different phases. What kind of foods are complementary? What kind of, you know, if someone is drinking alcoholic beverages, what times of the month should they be maybe staying away from that?
Yes. Oh, that's a great question.
So interesting.
So let's start with I know this wasn't the first phase that I gave, but let's start with the follicular stage.
Okay.
So right after the period ends and fresh, new, clean, regenerating. This is a great time to start planning what you're going to do next. Planning out, maybe this is a great time to plan out your month, right? So if you like to sit down with your planner and really figure out what's going on for the month, this
is
a great
right after you're coming off of your period.
Yes. Some great foods during this time. I always think of, chicken and eggs are your meats, but nut butters and anything like vinegary. So like pickles, vinegar, sauerkraut. Veggie wise, this is a great time for like bell peppers, iceberg lettuce, stuff that's a little bit lighter and keeps your energy light, if that makes sense. It's not hard for the body to digest, energizes the body. Gives it new life. Ovulatory phase. This is my favorite phase of eating. This is where, again, your body is more vibrant, has a lot of energy. You're burning a lot of calories at this time because you have that little spike in estrogen. So some of the meats that are really, always try to have salmon during the ovulation week.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's like the treat during the month.
Like good fats you think are?
Yeah, good fatty salmon and tuna.
Okay.
And then also, this is a great time to have some alcohol, have some chocolate, coffee if you're trying to lay off caffeine And this is a great time because your body's going to process
you can lay off of coffee.
Or it's a great time to have it.
Coffee. Okay.
It's like all the treats.
So you're like glowing anyways. And then on top of that, you're going to have.
Yes. You get figs at this time. Berry, right? Just really kind of sweet and sweet and fatty and kind of the pleasurable things. There's also a whole list of veggies. So I'm like, I'm doing the fun ones. But
which veggies though?
The one that I always go to during ovulation phase are tomatoes.
Okay, so still sweet though.
Still sweet, you're right.
Yeah.
But also Brussels sprouts, asparagus, eggplant. There's some that I can't pronounce on here, and so I don't usually eat those veggies.
If I can't, but that's what they say anyways, when you're looking on the ingredient label, if you can't pronounce it, don't eat it.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I think so you're just being consistent.
That's true. That's awesome. And then I feel like the luteal phase is a really important one to pay attention to what we're eating. I've noticed for myself when I don't pay attention in this phase, I really feel it when the menstrual cycle starts. And maybe you can relate
totally
to this with what was going on with you back in the day. Not anymore because you're perfect.
Oh, I had 2 loaves of bread. Just the crust, mind you.
I was hoping you wouldn't say that so I could call you out and say, Genevieve, did you eat the whole loaf of bread?
No, I didn't. I saved the guts for the dogs. At one point, though, I took out if people saw my story, it was I'm a texture person.
Yes.
And I don't know if this is anything to do. I always just like the crust of everything, though. So I don't know if that has anything to do with being in my luteal phase. But
I think that just might be a characteristic of
it's
you.
It's a characteristic.
I love this. If you guys if you guys haven't followed and seen this tidbit about Genevieve, one of my favorite little facts about her is
so
you'll know she was in your cupboard if you open up a thing of bread and
or a graham cracker.
The crust has been nibbled off. My favorite was a box of graham crackers. And we had all just been hanging out that night, eating a lot of different snacks.
Yeah.
But later in the week, I went to open the bag of graham crackers and not one, not two, but I want to say 5
probably, yeah.
Graham crackers deep. Just the little edges of the graham cracker were torn
off. So weird because the whole graham cracker is crisp.
Totally.
I think it's because I was trying to be subtle and only take like, be like, oh, I'm only taking the top half.
I think it's because you like to live on the edge.
Yeah, I just like the edges.
You like the edges of life, right?
Yeah.
You like to go to the edge.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to.
Oh, my gosh. My dad will send me a picture, and he'll not just to me, but the whole, we have, like, my family and then Luke in a text thread. And it'll be like, well, you know, Genevieve's been here because, like, half a banana will be gone or, like, half of a yogurt will be eaten. I don't know.
You're like the sweetest little mouse that just leaves your little trailings behind.
That's exactly it.
They're gifts
Hansel
for
and Gretel.
Others.
Yeah.
That's
or
right.
I'll like eat 2 yogurts, both half, and leave half of both of them. But they'll be different flavors. I think that's what it is. I like variety too.
Do you ever finish the yogurt?
If it's at my house. If it's at my parents, no. My dad just like, well, here's, I'm going to have half of a yogurt.
Oh, but your dad
and
finishes
half a banana.
It.
I used to give our banana butts, though. We're like going way off topic, but to our dogs, Sunny, who we used to have growing up.
Yes.
He would eat banana butts.
Oh, wow.
And so I always felt weird. Like, yeah, when can you have bananas?
I know. I was just trying
to
find
was a
when
boy,
the best time to have the banana is.
It's sweet. So what was the sweet phase? Ovulation?
Interesting. Banana isn't even.
Probably because it's so high in sugar.
They're like, actually, just stay away from bananas. And. Interesting.
I would
really
think ovulation for a number of reasons, but we won't go there. I had to throw it in.
Oh no, I'm going to use that when I get into the sex therapy. I'm like,
yeah,
eggplants, bananas, cucumbers.
Yeah. There you go.
Celery.
Stay away from the asparagus.
Oh my goodness.
So then once we're in our menstrual cycle, so we're being really mindful leading up to it. What were some of the foods you said we're looking at like?
Well, in the luteal phase, so in that luteal phase, you have that re-spike in estrogen, and this is where it's hard for our blood sugar to stay really stable. So sweet potatoes, brown rice, foods that have a really low glycemic index. Apples are really good at this time. They're higher in fiber, right? They kind of slow that digestive phase down. And then lighter fishes like white, cods, halibuts. Great time to get mint and peppermint, like peppermint tea, to start to decrease that inflammation that's starting to increase in the gut, in the digestive, in the ovaries, right? Your ovaries go from like being the size of a, I know I'm not going to be correct when I say what size. It's like when a girl's pregnant, it's like the baby, your baby is the size of a lima bean. I don't remember how big your ovaries are to start, but I want to say they like quadruple in size from the time you're follicular to all the way to your menstrual cycle. Hence, you know, why we feel bloated at that time and
that makes sense.
Just a little bit puffier. And you can also feel that way a little bit during ovulation. So really being careful during that luteal phase to maybe stay away from alcohol, maybe stay away from sugars and processed things that maybe we always try to kind of stay away from or use as a treat, but that's not necessarily the best time for your body to process those treats. And then when we actually start our period, and I'm not sure if this happens to you or if it happens to anybody listening, but if you do get a little crampy or when you start your period, I'm very hungry leading up to like the few days before my period. And then when the menstrual cycle starts, I find that I have no appetite.
Same.
And your body is working very hard to shed what is not needed. And it also takes a lot of work to digest food. So I've equated that with each other is that my body's just working so hard. It's the same when you're in labor, they ask you not to eat. You know, you can have ice chips.
Oh man.
But sometimes that's how I feel if I'm having a hard period or cramping. Chips. I just
That makes sense.
Or like a detox tea, miso, decaf coffees, things that are just easier on the system. I don't know why. This is a goal of mine is to look up all the different foods that are on the list for these cycles, right? Because the fruits that it gives are blackberry, blueberry, grapes, cranberry helps to cleanse the system. But I want to know, you know, I want to know like everything. Why? I want to know why each and every food is, and maybe we should find a nutritionist who can like break all of that down for us.
I mean, I'm just noticing like a lot of those antioxidants, like, you know, when you think you're sick, those are what you want. And I've heard like even like bone broth. I feel like bone broth's just good to drink all the time.
Yeah, you drink bone broth a lot. I saw that in your story yesterday.
Can't get enough of
it. And then I drank some because I'm like, oh, Genevieve's drink. I'm going to drink some bone broth.
It's a dangerous thing though when you're first starting because you're trying to figure out like how much your body can take. I had like 2 servings one night. Never again.
What happened?
It just because your body just. Because it kind of cleanses your system. It's not like a cleanser. It's not a detox.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to remember how it's for. My acupuncturist tells me to have it because it helps to nourish my yin.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's very yin. I'm very yin deficient. So nourishing to the yin, it's very hydrating. It has good collagen in it, but also helps you to metabolize things and have a regular system. So.
Oh, so you're learning all about your yin and your yang of your body?
Yeah. Oh, it's fascinating. I want to have her on here because when I go, you and her remind me a lot of each other because when I go in, I feel like she's always giving me like different homework or like just different like herbs to look up and a better understanding of like what's going on in my body and why it's happening. It's so, and when I'm sick, because she's a doctor, so you can go see her when you're sick still. Yes. And so when I went in and saw her when I was sick this week and it was like, she was telling me everything that I needed to do that day. And I did end up like canceling one of my plans that night. And anyways, it's so interesting though, how everything in the body truly is connected. And I actually did look up, your ovary is the size of an almond.
That's what
Isn't that making that shape? Yeah. I was going to say a grape, but an almond. So if it quadruples in size and.
Yeah. The almond, if it was in its shell.
Yeah.
Would be about the size of grape. So you were correct. Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah.
So what are some different activities then? I think that people can maybe get an idea of like where they should be resting. But let's look, because your background is in fitness and you teach yoga, you do personal training, you teach cycle, like you have a very well-rounded background. What types of exercises should people be doing in each phase?
Yes, that's a great question. And we always want to have a plan, right? Like we have our fitness plan or this is what I want to accomplish. And so that's awesome. But I love using this cycle as a tool to veer off the plan sometimes. So like if a client is coming in and we're supposed to do a high intensity interval training workout that day with cycling and back work. And they tell me, oh man, I'm like crampy. I can tell I'm about to start my period. And I was about to put them on the bike for 15 intervals before we went into, you know, an AMRAP. Mm-hmm. We quickly switch, get onto the mat, start with some cat cow. I change the music up really quickly.
You're so good.
Oh, it's taken 20
this
years.
This is why you work so well with women.
Oh,
like,
thank you.
So well. You're so intentional with how you do your workouts.
Yeah, because a man's not going to tell me that he's cramping, but... with a man, their energy can be low,
yeah,
right? And yeah, so same thing. But thank you. Yeah, women, I love knowing that if they're about to start their period, we can switch it up and go into a yoga workout, incorporate some lightweights so that we still have that sense of feeling strong and getting cardio in, but just listening to the body. So in the end of that luteal phase and then going into the menstrual phase is a great time to yoga, Pilates, lay on the mat and meditate.
Yeah.
If that's what ends up happening for your workout that day, or just shifting your knees side to side and allowing that motion to massage your internal organs. And that's going to be so much more beneficial for you for the day versus some squats or some deadlifts that are going to aggravate and challenge an area that's already about to push out something the size of.
Oh my gosh. I read that you can discrete up to like about a fourth cup. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which really, sometimes I feel like I'm making way more than that.
I was actually surprised when you said that. I was like, it's not two cups?
That might be for like when you're just starting. I got this off of a teen's website.
Okay. Oh, that's like, oh, maybe.
Yeah, of course. I actually, maybe, it depends.
Yeah.
On where you're at.
We don't need to start collecting it to find out.
Collect some samples. It's like, what is this? It's a science experiment.
Oh my gosh. Okay, my brain just went somewhere crazy. I don't even know if I should share it. Okay. I'll save that for later. Over wine.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. During your, I'm like trying to test myself, ovulation phase. So what kind of exercise are good for ovulation then?
Oh, that is a...
You could run a marathon?
Oh, do you know what?
Schedule that Boston Marathon ovulation phase.
Don't even train for it. Just jump right in.
Okay. Oh, maybe like Barney Stinson.
That's like us when we did the STP.
Oh, yeah. Were we on our ovulation?
The Seattle to Portland, right? I'm pretty sure I was on
I was on my period.
We were probably, yeah.
I remember that because I'm like, great. Now half of my carrying space is carrying tampons.
Oh, that's why your bike fell over.
That's why I fell
over. You're off balance.
I was very off balance, and I needed to be in a restorative posture, not biking 200 miles.
That's right. You needed to be in child's pose.
Thank you. I've been looking for a reason why that happened.
That's why. Now you know.
Oh my gosh.
Balance is thrown off during the menstrual cycle, so even though practicing yoga is a great mindful exercise movement plan during the menstrual cycle,
practice grace with your balance.
Yes, exactly. If you're like, why can't I hold my tree pose today?
Tree pose, toes stay on the ground today.
Yeah.
I will say one time I took a hot yoga class during my menstruation, which was not good.
Yeah, you thought you were going to pass out.
Oh, I like was so nauseous. I had to leave. I never leave class. I left class early and like sat in the closet room or whatever, the changing room, and was like horrified.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't, I was so dizzy, I couldn't even walk to my car.
Oh my, you're probably hunched over, keeled over. You're basically giving birth.
Yeah, I was like, man, I feel like I am. So that's a good point though, is that like what kind of yoga you're doing, a little more relaxation, restorative.
Completely, because there's so many different types of yoga, right? Mm. Hot yoga is great during that follicular stage. Ovulation stage, that's a great time to go take a new class.
Ooh.
Try something new.
Like a pole dancing class.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're ovulating, you take a pole dancing class, you have a great time with your friend, you have that drink of alcohol, you go home and see your husband, and he is like, va, va, boom. This is the day I want to hang out with my wife or your partner or whoever.
It's like, I'm leaving work early today.
That's right. And so men really should be listening up and learning about this if they want, or, you know, whoever, for your partner, knowing what their phase is. You say that I used to always know where you were, and because I care about my friend, right?
Yeah.
So I just wanted you to know, like, this is what you should be eating right now. You're ovulating. Let's go try this new class together. Or say you're going into cycle bar. Maybe that's the day you're going to push threshold power that day. You're going to PR that day.
This is like so interesting to me on so many levels. And I do encourage people that when they're listening to this, and I'll put this in the notes ahead of time, but like to really be writing this down and really be aware, because this is how we're supposed to be working our lifestyle around this, right? And we talked about this at the very beginning that, and I'd have to look it up too, but like women would go off to a couple of days, like they would have to leave their village, if I remember correctly, from my studies too. Is that right?
And I think so. I don't even know that I ever like studied this completely. Just
this is your theory.
Or hearsay. I heard somewhere.
I heard in my health coaching training I'm doing right now. They were talking about something about this. But I think it's such an intentional way of living. And I think that this brings us back to our core of like how we're supposed to be living and how we're supposed to be existing with the different seasons and, you know, the different phases of the moon. And so
just living our zest life.
Living our zest life.
Oh.
Which brings me to, I would love to ask you some lightning rounds of questions.
Let's do
Are
it.
You ready? Did you just perspire?
I was sweating before I walked in.
Same. Okay, so I'm going to start off really easy. What is your, actually, I realized for you, this is not easy. I was going to ask you, what's your favorite song?
I thought about that before I came in because I thought you might ask me that.
Okay, then tell me.
Right now, it's Here Right Now with Ed Sheeran. But basically,
did it just come out today? The remix?
Oh, did a remix just stop
I'm gonna send
it?
You. Yeah.
Yeah. Be Right Now or Here Right Now. But basically his whole new album right now, I have it on like repeat.
Do you?
I can't
He's
even stop.
Very good.
Yeah, I was going to do an Ed Sheeran and somebody else ride next month. And I actually took the other artist off and was like, oh.
Just Ed Sheeran.
Sorry.
He's just so talented.
Just Ed. So
and
talented.
Good variation in RPM. So.
Oh, good. I was going to ask you that. Yeah. Thank you.
You'll be set. What's your favorite music genre?
Oh, Spotify tells me pop. I love rock.
You love rock.
I
and
love
not just any rock. You love 90s alternative rock.
That's right. I can bang my head like I did back in my flannel t-shirt.
Listen to that during your ovulation phase.
That's right. Maybe a little bit in the luteal.
Mm.
You know, I'm angry.
Yeah.
I need to just just get it out. And my husband likes that music too, so it's more pleasurable for all
Perfect.
Of us. Then.
That's a win-win.
Totally.
Your favorite book that you've read? Or recently read?
Oh, recently I've been reading, and it's not like a book that you just read front to back. It's called Anatomy Trains.
Ooh.
Yeah, really interesting book, I'm sure.
Coloring book?
Oh, kind of. You could probably pick this book up and open it to a new page every day for
Anatomy Train.
Anatomy Trains.
Trains.
Yes. And it just goes over the different fascial lines in the body and how our body, it's just been life-changing. So I know how our body moves like in a muscular and skeletal way, but this is starting to connect from your forehead down to your toes when you're moving.
That's so cool.
And like being able to visualize how that's working through the whole body.
So it's more than just origin and insertions of muscles. It's like the whole root system of everything.
Yeah, how it's all wrapped together. Oh, it's just
I'm loving
I'm such a science nerd.
I'm gonna have you come on this and talk about that. All our science nerds and fitness buffs are gonna want to listen to it.
Yes.
Okay, the next question I'm gonna ask you. I love asking this, and I realize I haven't asked enough guests about this. Okay, it has multiple parts.
Okay.
But you're on an island. You can take one food, one beverage, one tool. You already chose your book. I think it's going to be The Anatomy Trains. One artist, musical artist, they're actually going to come with you so they can play music for you and they'll be on the on the island with you. And you can do an activity, one activity on the island.
Oh, my
I know.
Lord.
I know. It's so fun.
You
okay,
so one at a time.
Start with your food.
Well, my first thought was I can probably fish there and I can probably grow things. So that I could have a vineyard and I could make my own wine. Oh, that's really hard. What couldn't I make myself?
But you have to have all the resources for it too.
Oh.
And the knowledge.
Oh, shit.
So you got to cram for this.
I got to bring something that I really, really want to have there. It's going to be, man, do you know how much I love food and how hard this is?
That's why I didn't start with this question. First thing that comes to your head.
I mean, can I just bring tacos?
Yes.
Okay.
Butternut squash tacos.
What I'm making for dinner tonight.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be so good.
I think I'm supposed to have squash right now.
You are supposed to have squash right now. Do you like mushrooms too?
I'm not supposed to eat them.
Why?
I don't know. They do something to my stomach.
Oh, I'll leave that out, even though mushrooms are awesome in your luteal phase. For the rest of you. Not for Genevieve.
Not for me. They give me like ulcers. It's very weird. One beverage.
Ooh. I know this is supposed to be lightning round, but I like really want to make sure it's good.
I know.
Good.
It's really hard. First thing that comes to your head.
Can I bring like my whole box of tea? Like all my tea?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So tea. Tea, tacos, one tool.
Tea and tacos, one tool. My vibrator.
Okay, done. One book.
Oh. You know what? I don't even know what it's called, but it's a book from my mom, and it really just dives into like poetry. It has poetry in it, and work with self-love and acceptance and others. And it's just one of those books that I'll just pick up and read anytime that I need just like a little soul hug.
Yeah.
I'd read
that.
That'd
be perfect on an island.
Yes.
Okay. So soul hug, poetry book, one musical artist to come on the island with you and perform. This is like the best part of the question.
Foo Fighters.
Yeah, I thought so. And then one activity that you could do.
With Dave Grohl or...
Well, it's your call. It's your activity.
Like, we got the tool. Got my my husband knows he's my boyfriend.
I brought my tea.
We can have tea and tacos after.
Tacos.
One activity. Oh, yoga and meditation.
Oh, wow.
I know that's two, but they go together.
Yeah. Well, and your body's there anyways, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
What about?
You did a fantastic job.
Have you answered all those questions?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Which podcast did you answer them on?
I don't know, actually. I don't know if I've actually done them on the podcast, but the first time I was with the Flex and they asked us, and I was like, I'm like, I want to be the last person, please. Because it was so overwhelming. And they even added more. They're like, a TV show. And they're like, which dog would you choose? And that's where I said, nope, I can't decide.
That's mean.
It's mean. I think I said like Thai food, coconut water. I was like, I'm like, what would be practical? Well, I probably can't drink the water.
What tool would you bring?
I think I said an axe.
An axe?
Yeah. Because you can like cut stuff or you could start a fire. Or
that's smart. That's probably more productive.
Kill something
than
if you needed to.
A vibrator.
You know what? But you're going to be happy. I'm going to be in like high adrenaline state as I'm like, warding everyone off with my axe. Gosh, or I could like, that's an activity too. Throwing
axes. Throwing. I'm going to do that for the first time this weekend.
So fun. Well, this is the perfect time for you to be doing it. You're in your ovulation almost.
Well. I think luteal phase is the best time for you to have an axe, right? Get your aggression out.
Yeah.
But
that's what I should have been doing instead of I was in my tub more than I probably was doing anything else this week.
Good.
That's perfect.
Yeah. That makes me happy for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Along with my breadcrumbs, Hansel and Gretel. It was either follow the bubbles to the bed or follow the breadcrumbs to the bath.
Do you ever eat in the bath?
Yes. I actually ate my soup in the bath. As I was on my computer working, Luke's like, if you drop that in the tub. It was fine.
But. Yeah. Food in the bath. Yeah. Working in the bath.
I know.
Try
You're
so
not
hard
supposed to. You're not supposed to. But that night, because I had spent so much time on the couch, I'm like, got to get this done.
Got to get it done.
Thank you so much for coming on today, by the way.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you've been delightful. And I think that people are going to have a lot of questions for you. So people want to find you. Where can they find you at?
Yeah, the best place to reach out to me is via Instagram. And then we can, you know, exchange more information after that. That's like the first date place, though.
Fantastic. And what's your handle?
Anjali_Brady.
Cool. A-N-J-U-L-I. Anjali. Awesome. Anjali, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Genevieve.
And I'm sure you'll be on again soon.
I hope so. This is so fun.
Two.
That went so fast.
It goes very fast.
Yes.
All right, Life Sisters, have a wonderful rest of your week. I will see you next time. All right. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode brought some zest into your life. And if you think this podcast will bring value to someone else, please feel free to share. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please like, subscribe, and leave a review. You can also find more insight on my Instagram at Genevieve_Nuttinghauer, and click the link in this episode's description where you can find my website. All right, I can't wait to rally with you next week.